shot good. Morneau with 12 points. 26-19, 7-point lead. And we have a timeout called by Chuck Fabro on the WLEW Sports Network. A 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you. 4:49 left in the fourth. 26-19. BadX by 7 points.
Well, BadX now knows how to attack that diamond in one. And they are utilizing Clark Brady to put a backside screen on it. And then Tommy Morneau will go ahead and dribble right through, going to the left side in that last situation. And that'll pick up the foul if Clark Brady just goes ahead and holds tight and gives him the required space in order to make that a legal play. Now, Coach Fabro, he's going to have to go ahead and counteract that now. He does not want to get his big kid in foul trouble with 4:49 to go in the game. He's got Lamont Morrison with four, and he has not even seen the floor until now. He just checked into the ball game. Tyler Humphrey has three. So this is going to be kind of tight quarters as far as the defensive end for the Vassar Vulcans.
At the half, USA leads Reese 31-21.
Wow.
Vassar inbounding to Keller in the backcourt. And now Colton Fabro will be bringing up the ball as point guard, dribbling to the right wing. Nothing there. Gives it back to Amon, top of the key to the left wing. Lamont Morrison back in the ball game with four fouls. Tyler Humphrey with three fouls. Ball at the free throw line. Goes down to the lane, right side. Goes up for the shot. He is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots.
Clark Brady was taking one for the team on that one, and it was kind of interesting that was Drew Sutton's responsibility, and he had it on a block. But the call is made on Clark Brady. That would be his third.
And team seventh at the free throw line, shooting two. Tyler Humphrey, he's 1-for-2 on the night so far, and he makes the first one. He has 6 points. 26-20, Vassar now in the 20s. 4:31 left in the fourth. I've never seen a more exciting 20-point ball game in my life. Second free throw, no good from Humphrey, and Vassar's rebound goes out of bounds. BadX ball.
Vassar still had the beat on that ball. I mean, they're really hustling on her tonight.
4.5 to play in the fourth. BadX hanging on to a 6-point lead. They've led his mains by 9, and that came in the third quarter with 5:28 left. Morneau dribbling to the left wing against that trap defense to the right wing, John Messing. Nothing there. Taking his time back to Morneau. Starts his dribble at the right wing. Now retreats. Clark Brady sets the pick. Tyler Humphrey still guarding Morneau as he dives in the lane down to Andrew Sutton, right block. He gives it back to John Messing. Morneau's calling it for the left wing. They can't give it to him. Tyler Humphrey is about 25 feet from the hoop at the top of the key, trying to deflect or not allow a pass from the right to left wing. John Messing dribbling about 4 feet in front of midcourt.
He just switched players off Tommy Morneau, he being Coach Fabro.
And Morneau now dribbling at midcourt.
It looks like they're going back to conventional man-to-man defense.
John Messing's pass goes nearly out of bounds, saved by his brother Martin. And now it is stolen by Martin, by Tyler Humphrey. Mark Messing's there to save it. Dives in the lane, no good. John Messing gets the rebound, misses that one, and rebound Lamont Morrison, and it's stolen away, and John Messing's called with the foul. Well, that was an exciting series of events. I hope you stuck with us. John Messing nearly passed it to no one. Martin Messing saves it. Dribbles all the way into the court, misses the shot, gets a rebound, misses another shot, misses that rebound. Vassar's Lamont Morrison finally gets the rebound. He is fouled. We walk the length of the court to shoot 1-1.
Through all that, Lamont Morrison had to get off the floor about 6 feet.
John Messing's third foul. Lamont Morrison makes that free throw when it counts. And he gets a second. He's now 2-for-5 from the free throw line tonight. 26-21. Vassar trailing by 5. Morrison trying to make that 4.
He's doing a little bit of a shimmy up there and before he lets it fly.
And he makes both. And we have a whistle and a full timeout called by Chuck Fabro. John Mooney, what is the Vassar Vulcans trying to do with 3:15 left in the fourth?
Well, by taking Tyler Humphrey off of Tommy Morneau. That negates that screen up on top, and I think he's going to more conventional defense. But they can do that with their back defense. They don't have to play gimmicks. But on the offensive end, I know exactly what he wants to do. He wants to get that ball inside to Tyler Humpert. Tyler has a step that is larger than most, and he has a way of going ahead and whirling off that, and an up-and-under move that will go ahead and put people into la-la land, because it is such a good fake, and he's so adept at scoring around the hoop. He's really something inside. So, he's just going to, down by four, 3:15, he's got plenty of time. He knows his kids are now into the game as far as free throw shooting is concerned, because in the fourth quarter alone, they hit 3 out of 4. And he figures he can go ahead and make a run at it right now.
Vassar is 6 for 10 from the free throw line in the second half. Bad Axe just 2 for 4, and they have not shot a free throw in this fourth quarter.
Bad Axe has not gotten or taken the ball to the hoop, and so they shouldn't even expect to go ahead and get any calls on the inside.
Bad Axe brings up the ball. Tommy Morneau across midcourt. 3:08 left in the fourth. 26-22, Hatchets by 4. Top of the key.
This is just a 1-2-2 zone. That's all it is.
Morneau against Keller. Amon. Now Mark Messing, and Amon steals it. Amon goes up for the shot, and it hits the bottom of the iron, and it's stolen, but we have a whistle. It looks like it's going to be against
Morrison.
Yona Keller. Indeed it is, and lucky for Lamont Morrison. Yona Keller's second. We walk to the length of the court and sends John Messing to the free throw line for 1-1. That's the 17th foul for Vassar. 2:47 left in the fourth. 26-22, Benex by 4. And he misses the first free throw. Rebound, Morrison.
Still a 4-point lead for the Hatchets. Vassar's attacking with 2:37 to go.
Left wing, Keller. Top of the key, Amon against Clark Brady. To the right wing, to Morrison. Now Fabro, top of the key against John Messing. Starts his dribble. Retreats to midcourt. Morrison screening left to right. And back now, he's down to the low post. Into the corner, Morrison with the ball, top of the key to Amon. Keller, right wing against Morneau. Fabro, left wing. Dribbling that way.
Where's Humpert?
2 minutes left in the fourth. Humpert's on the left block. Morrison, left wing, trying to feed him to Humpert. Andrew Sutton's covering him up quite well. Into the right corner, Keller for three. It is up. It's off the mark. Rebound, Andrew Sutton into the hands of Morneau.
That was a bad possession for the Vulcans.
They wasted about a minute and a half off the clock and resulted in a three in the corner. Martin Messing, left wing, back to Morneau against Amon.
At some time, the Vulcans are going to have to foul.
And John Messing with the ball, and he is fouled by Logan Amon. That's his first foul of the night. Team's eighth, John Messing, just missed a 1-1 free throw the last time. He's going to try a second one. Go, 90 seconds left in regulation, 26-22, John Messing at the free throw line. And he sinks it. 5-point ball game, 27-22. Second free throw upcoming. And he makes both.
That was big for John. We know he's been struggling up at the foul line, and that makes it a true two-possession ball game with 1:25 to go.
28-22, Ben Axe by 6. Lamont Morrison, right wing, dribbling down to the baseline, goes up for the shot. The rebound, layup, no good. Rebound still loose, and we have a whistle. And this will go against Vassar. And Tyler Humpert is going to be getting called for that. That is his fourth. So we walk the length of the court. It sends Tommy Morneau to the free throw line. Not exactly the player you want to foul. Morneau with a fairly quiet night with 12 points. But just less than 50% of Maddox's total of 28. And the free throw is good for Morneau, so he gets a second. 13 points for